Welcome to this week's show. Today, I wanted to talk to you about an incredible question that was asked from a client. He asked me, is it a bad thing not to settle? Is it a negative thing? What is my approach? How do I think about settling versus not settling? And when he asked me about that, I really had to stop and think, because the question is, how much can you really handle the risk versus safety in life? So this made me think about Tony Robbins. I don't know how many of you are familiar with Tony Robbins and his six human needs, but if you haven't checked them out, they're amazing. Tony breaks out that all of us have six basic needs, all of us. It's just a question of how you prioritize these needs. So quickly, to cap up what Tony Robbins' six human needs are. First, there's certainty. This is our need for things to go as planned. If you woke up and everything in your life was just total chaos, there was no consistency day over day, the lights didn't turn on, the water didn't run, nothing went as planned, we would just go crazy. But if everything was like Groundhog Day, where it repeated the same way always, we would equally lose our minds. So Tony says the first human need is a need for certainty. But the second human need is the need for uncertainty, variety, right? So we need a blend of those two things. We also have to have a sense of being seen, being heard for who we are at our core. Everybody has a deep need to be seen and to be known. We also, of course, need love. The fourth human need is love and connection. And so Tony says that, you know, most of us really want love in our life, but we're afraid of love, so we settle for connection, but all of us have to have some level of connection. If we're not too fearful, hopefully we have true love in our lives. The fifth human need is a need for growth, right? If you're not growing, if you're not evolving, then you're dying. So we all need to keep growing and changing. The world is always changing. Are we able to change with it? And finally, contribution, right? Can we take what we have, all the growth and knowledge of self, and bring that out to the world and contribute it? So Tony's point is that all of us have this, all of us. But the way we rank order these things, the ones that are important to us, they differ from person to person. So stop and ask yourself, of the six human needs, certainty, uncertainty, love, significance, growth, and contribution, how would you order these in your life? Which one would you put first? Which one would you put second? Which one fills up most of your day? Are you mainly contributing your greatest talents to the world? Are you deeply in love and have a connection and relationship to somebody that's meaningful? Do you have a need to be seen or heard as your top need? Do you have a need for certainty? Tony believes that if our top two needs don't include growth and contribution, that our life can be very, very, very challenging. So to come back to the question about risk and whether or not it's a bad thing to settle or to give up, I really think it's the wrong question to be asking. To me, the question about risk versus safety, we want some level of safety in our lives. That's just a basic human need, as Tony lays out. We also need to take risks and have some variety. But those are not the two main factors in our life. What matters is that we find out who we are. We know who we are. We understand our authentic, deepest character, what makes us us, and we continue to grow and cultivate that part of ourselves until we have something that we can contribute to the world, and we can continue to take those incredible components of our personality that make us us and make us unique, and we can keep contributing. And when you can get into a rhythm where you know your deeper self, and you keep developing and cultivating that deeper self, and you keep giving that out to the world, and the world reciprocates by they know their talents and they're giving it out into the world, that's where you get into this flow state. So I don't believe the question is it important to take risks? The importance is to find out who you are. The importance is to know yourself, to cultivate that deeper self. And once you know who you are and you cultivate that self, contribute it, give it out, let the world hear your message, hear your voice in whatever capacity that means. If it means you're in service and you're a nurse and you're going to offer yourself in that way, that's beautiful. If you're an artist, well, that's amazing. Bring your talents and your abilities as an artist out to the world. Whatever it is, a doctor or lawyer, bring that unique, deep self out to the world. Most of us, unfortunately, over our lifetimes, forget who we are. Life at the beginning starts off with these beautiful, beautiful, beautiful balls of energy, little children. We are completely open and receptive, and then life happens and we start to get layered up. And that deeper sense of self gets lost. So many of my clients come to me and say, I just don't know who I am. I don't know what to contribute because I don't know where to start. But that's where the true work begins. We are not broken. There is nothing wrong. We've just lost contact with that deeper self. And that's what I love to help my clients with day in and day out, is getting back to who we are at our core. And once you find that pure sense of self, you can cultivate it, you can continue to grow it, and you can continue to contribute it out into the world and find a life that is both meaningful, successful, and creates a ton of long-lasting fulfillment. So I hope that answers the question. A lot of people talk to me about risk. The riskiest part is really learning who you are at your deeper self and being willing and open to share that with the world. Thank you so much for tuning in. As always, if you have any questions, anything on your mind, please reach out to me. I'm here. I answer all my emails, Laura@lauraco.com. Thanks again for listening.